In chapter 20, which can be found in the bottom page numbers on page 8384, we are continuing along with explaining the question of how do we have an innate love for God? Mm-hmm. Where does it come from, and how is it now, how is it manifest? And this being the shorter, longer way, because what we're trying to do is arouse this love that we have for Hashem in order that we should be able to serve Hashem with a perfect love and fear. In chapter 19, he talked about Ahava Misuteris. And he made a statement that a Jew would sacrifice his life for God. Mm. And where does that come from? That, he said, explain, was comes from the level of Chachma Shebenefesh, which Chachma Shebenefesh, the level of wisdom of the soul, relates to the essence of Hashem. Mm. So now that we're talking about the essence of Hashem, so now he's segueing into this chapter. Well, let's talk about the essence of Hashem. Mm-hmm. Chapters 20 and 21 are the hardest concepts in the entire Judaism. You got this? Everything else is easy.
Everything else.
Just to scare you. Okay. But not, hopefully not to scare you.
We're working out good.
Yes. Okay. So he says, Kine meidaz zeis lekel. It's known to everybody. Ki mitzvah as haras avod zara shem shnei diboras harishayin zanecha v'lo yulacha haim klalus kol haTorah kula. That the first two commandments, which talk about idolatry, belief in God and not worshipping idols, which also the first two commandments, they are the entire Torah. Yeah. They include within them the entire Torah. I'll explain just right now. The commandment of believing in God includes all 248 positive commandments, and the commandment of not to have other gods before me incorporates all 365 prohibitions. Mm. Okay, so now, what are we talking about over here? The reason why a Jew cannot, the reason why a Jew would suffer martyrdom, would do a Kiddush Hashem, would suffer Kiddush Hashem, is because of our experience at Sinai. All of us were at Sinai. We were manifest in a physical body at Sinai. It wasn't that we were neshamas that were hanging around as Hashem gave the Torah. The entire Jewish people, every neshama was enclosed in a body and was standing at Sinai. Okay, there's a website which is a shidduch website. It's called Saw You at Sinai. You've heard of that one? Yeah. What saw you at Sinai? Because everybody was at Sinai. Mm-hmm. We're all there already. Mm-hmm. So we've all met, you might say. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember seeing me there? Okay.
We're back on the
I was standing like a couple rows behind over there because I was taller than you were. Even back then.
Even back then, yes. Indeed, yes. Even back then, yes.
So, they're probably telling me to get off the box, too, back then, too, probably. Anyway, so we were all there. We all experienced what, till now, is the greatest revelation of Hashem. Why do I say till now? Comes Mashiach, and it says the revelation that was at Sinai is going to be like a candle in the noonday sun. A candle, if you take it outside during the daytime, not only does it not make things lighter, but it casts a shadow.
The flame will cast,
a shadow. Because the sun ray doesn't go through the flame.
Right.
And so therefore it's making things darker.
Yes.
So Sinai, compared to what's going to be when Mashiach comes, is like a flame in the noonday sun. Okay? And we're saying now it's the greatest revelation that ever was, and because of that, every single Jew who will ever live, that they were only there for however long it took Matan Torah to take way back when, 3,300 years ago, have instilled within us so deep down our total and complete desire to get closer to Hashem and an inability to be separated from Hashem. that's how much, that was the effect that, Matan Torah, that the giving of the Torah had on us. So now he makes it as a statement. It says that believing in God includes, is inclusive of all the positive commandments, and lo yilcha elokim acherim, and not having other gods before me, is inclusive of all the negative commandments. Mm-hmm. The Alter Rebbe actually spells it out later. We have a commandment, believe in God. Okay? There are those people who actually say that there's no commandment to believe in God.
Right.
Okay, Ramban argues with Rambam and says, Rambam says that there's a commandment. Anecha Hashem Elokecha tells us that there's a commandment. Ramban says, generally, when you have a commandment, it starts, God said to Moses, tell the people to do this.
Right.
Okay? There is no bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvoisa V'Tzivanu Lehamin B'Hashem.
Right.
Who has commanded us to believe in God. There's no bracha for it. So the Ramban says it's a precursor to doing any mitzvah. How could you do any mitzvah unless you believe in Hashem? You command me to believe in Hashem and that's mitzvah number one? No, so he puts it back, backs it up like mitzvah number zero. Okay, now that I believe in Hashem, like you have a king. If Queen Elizabeth were to suddenly make a decree that all of her subjects must wear blue hats, would you wear blue hats? No. Why? Because we're not her subjects. We never accepted her authority.
Right.
So before we can do any mitzvah, we have to accept Hashem's authority. That's what the Ramban says. Rambam says it's mitzvah number one. And you don't have to worry about the jargon of it not being in the imperative form. It sounds a declarative statement. Because what it's saying is, hey, I am, which is all you can really say about God to begin with. You know, when you talk about Hashem, so he says in Shar Yechud V'Amuna, the idea of understanding Hashem. And makes a statement that you can't understand Hashem. And we don't even really understand why it is that we can't understand Hashem. It says that a person who says, I can't understand Hashem, should really be laughed at. Because such a statement makes as much sense as saying, I don't know what calculus feels like. Calculus is not something you put in your hand, and Hashem is not something you can understand. And we don't understand why not, because when we're talking about Hashem, we always use Hashem as the predicate nominative. Hashem does. Okay? So in normal English, the predicate nominative is a noun. What's a noun? A person, place, or thing. What's Hashem? Not a person, not a place, not a thing. So that means Hashem is not a noun. So it doesn't fit.
Right.
The only way that we can describe Hashem is would be to, by translating the word Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, which really doesn't have a good translation, but it comes from the word to be. The translation for it is. God is.
Just is.
And it's not to say, so the correct way of saying God is if you were translating the word God, would be is.
Right.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because God is translated, God is a word that somebody made up.
Right.
I'm not sure what the etymology of the word God comes from. It's a German word. Gott, and where Gott comes from. But I'm sure if we looked it up, we could go back far enough to whatever. But that's a made-up word. In Hebrew, the word Yud-Ke Vav-Ke means is. So if you're going to use it in a sentence, now it's not Hashem is, it's is.
Yeah.
So is doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Makes all sense.
Okay, thank you very much. We can't grasp why we don't understand what that is even.
Yeah.
Because you can't have is.
Right.
Not in English anyway. Not in Hebrew either. Not in any language. Okay, you can't have your verb doing an action.
Yeah.
Okay, so the so when we say you have a commandment to believe in God, go ahead. I'm watching. Could you believe in God for me right now?
I'm doing it.
In front of all the people that are listening out there in Radio Land.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. I don't see you doing anything different. Because it's not one of those things. So how is it that it's manifest?
Yeah.
You do 248 commandments.
Right.
That shows that you believe in God.
Right.
Now here's where the Alter Rebbe doesn't pull punches. the commandment of idolatry. How do we define idolatry? Is really anything which is antithetical right. to God's will.
Right.
That's idolatry.
Anything. Correct.
So therefore, yeah. the violation of the slightest commandment, according to the Alter Rebbe,
is
akin to idolatry.
Yes.
Right. Okay? Talking in shul.
Right.
Is therefore, according to the Alter Rebbe, idolatry.
What? Yeah, self-serving.
You know, whatever the reason or rationale behind it, but any commandment that the person's right. violating, any right. the offshoot, picking up a pencil on Shabbos is idolatry.
Right.
That's even a rabbinic command. It's not even from the Torah, from the 300, because it's 365 commandments and it's offshoots, but we've talked about before. That's the power that the rabbis were given to take something which is totally, completely permitted and have it to sink into the realm of forbidden.
Mm.
We talked about that way back in chapter 8.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, so therefore, the transgression of any commandment is akin to lo yilcha alakim. Lachen shemayna neich bo yilcha levad mipi ha-gvura. That's why we only needed to hear those first two commandments. K'mamar rizal mipnei shehen klalus ha-Torah kula, because they are the entire Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Hashem tells Moshe way back when. Hashem told Avraham, the Jews are going to get the Torah on Sinai. This is what he tells them. And what does he do? He gives them two commandments. So thank you very much. Where's the rest of it? Oh, the rest of it is there. And through means of extrapolation, we can find them.